You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Have we had today's guest on the show? I think we have.
I think it's been a while, but we have definitely had this organization on before.
Well, I love what they're all about. They've got a really, really cool story. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Melissa Swindell. She is the executive director of The Wren's Nest. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. I appreciate you stopping by. You have an awfully busy schedule going on right now, so I'm grateful for you to give us some time and stop by. Before we get into a conversation around everything happening at the Wren's Nest, take a quick second and tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. I'm actually from Decatur, so one of the few native Atlantans here in the area, and have a background in history and museum studies, which over the years has brought me to the Wren's Nest.
Outstanding.
Very cool. It so we're speaking to one of the 10 Atlanta natives.
I don't think there's 10. I think it's less than that, but it's over 5, I think.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about the Wren's Nest.
Sure. The Wren's Nest is the historic home of Joel Chandler Harris. He wrote the Br'er Rabbit and Uncle Remus folktales, I think some of us heard growing up. So the museum is the oldest house museum in Georgia. It was founded in 1913 by an organization of women. Yeah.
And he actually wrote these books whilst living in this house.
Yes. He was a journalist with the Atlanta Constitution before came the Atlanta Journal Constitution. And so he had heard the stories growing up on a plantation in middle Georgia before the Civil War, near Edenton, Georgia, actually. And after hearing those stories for many years, finally decided to write them down and preserve them. So he started writing them at the Constitution and publishing them in the newspaper and then eventually wrote books.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. It took me a while to remember hearing about Mr. Harris, but now I remember the whole story. I mean, it's fascinating stuff. Talk about the actual house itself. What's that all about?
Sure. The house is a renovated early 1900s Victorian home. So originally it was Snap Bean Farm, so an active working farm in the West End, which was the first suburb of the city of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it looked like just a little farmhouse. And the Harris family, once they moved in after about 2 or 3 years of living there, and he gained his notoriety, was able to make additions to the home. So they added a huge front veranda that's almost a wraparound, a second floor, and parlors to make it the Victorian style that was in vogue in the 1900s.
It's a lovely spot.
Isn't that interesting? I'm sitting here reading some of the information about how it became named the Wren's or the Wren's house or the Wren's Nest. Do you want to share that? Because it's kind of cool. I like the long before GPS.
Right.
A cute segue there.
Right. So when Harris family lived at the Wren's Nest in West End, it was connected mostly by streetcars or trolleys to the city of Atlanta. But when people would look for houses, they had addresses which were gaining traction with the post office, but a lot of times it was still just landmarks that you would look for. So every spring, the folklore goes that the wrens, the birds, built their nest in the mailbox at the Harris home. So if somebody was coming from Atlanta out to see Joel Chandler Harris, they would say, oh, we'll go down the street, turn left, and then look for the house with the wrens in the mailbox.
Oh, that's awesome. So it became the Wren's Nest.
Yes. Those stories, those are the great things. Those are the little nuggets of information that just add so much color and character to a place like a house. You know, I love that. I love that. Carol, what I think we should do, I mean, we have a whole bunch of events going on over the next several months. We should probably save that for the second half of our broadcast. Before we go to break, though, I mean, talk about the mission of the Wren's Nest. And you know, I mean, that you brought us to several materials on a bunch of books and all that. I mean, what's the mission and purpose of what you're doing there?
Sure. Our mission is really to preserve the legacy of Joel Chandler Harris. So we focus on African-American folklore, the oral tradition of storytelling. So every Saturday at the Wren's Nest at 1, we have storytellers come in and they perform the Br'er Rabbit stories in the 1800s tradition and in that dialect, which is fascinating. So, and then on top of it, we do tours throughout the house. And I think one of the biggest challenges that I've come across, I've been there since August of this past year, is a lot of people come in and say to me, oh, well, I was here as a child and now I'm back 40 years later or 20 maybe. But so it's always been the same tour for at least the last 20 years. So if you've seen the house once, it's hard to justify going back unless you have kids for the storytelling or something like that. So we are actually reinterpreting the house, and we are doing 15 digital tours that you'll be able to. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it, that you'll be able to download on your phone or even access from home through our website. So we'll do tours about the architecture of the house. That's never been done before. We'll have our first children's tour. We're doing a Brer Rabbit scavenger hunt.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So we're using things like QR codes, and you'll have to go around and catch all the rabbits, and you'll get facts and little tidbits of information. So there's really a lot going on at the Wren's Nest right now.
That's really cool. It's kind of technology meets the past, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if you haven't heard Brer Rabbit told in its original form and tradition and dialect, it's a must hear experience. All right, Melissa, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with Melissa Swindell of The Wren's Nest.
So, Melissa, it looks like you're debuting a new series this year, Beyond Books. Tell us more about that.
Sure. This is, I think, the first literary series that The Wren's Nest has held. It's a monthly series, second Wednesdays from 7 to 9, free and open to the public, where authors from around Atlanta come and share their story. So, really, part of our mission at The Wren's Nest is to tell stories, obviously, in the legacy of Joel Chandler Harris. So that's stories from the oral tradition of African Americans, or the literary stories in books, even to song and film and cinema. So Beyond Books is one of our newest series. It started this January, and different authors will come and present a book in a Q&A style with Literary Atlanta, which is a podcast that records it for us and then publishes it on their website.
Neat. Yeah. Okay.
So if you can't make it, you can always hear it afterwards. And then coming up May 9th, we have Darren Wang, who is the former director of the Decatur Book Festival, and his book that came out last fall, The Hidden Light of Northern Fires.
And all the authors featured are local.
They are, yes.
That's his name.
June 13th, we have George Weinstein, who's the former president of the Atlanta Writers Club, which is actually a historic organization. Mm-hmm. Margaret Mitchell was a part of it. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
That's very, very cool. All right, this Jazz Matters, what is that all about?
Yeah, so Jazz Matters is a separate nonprofit that we partner with to host concerts at the Wren's Nest. They're fantastic. Edwin Williams, who's kind of the lead musician at Jazz Matters, worked at Dante's Down the Hatch
years and years. Love Dante's.
So he plays bass. So if you're native Atlanta and one of the six of us around town, you'll know about that reference. But they have done, for the last 3 years, summer concerts in the park. So it's kind of like in the image of Chastain. They're food vendors and beverage vendors. But if you want, you can also bring your own picnic dinner and come hang out in the park. And they do jazz music in the summer's third Fridays from June through September. And we just started, I think this is, May will be our third month of the Living Room series, which is almost like a parlor music or chamber music type of event. We only have about 40 to 50 tickets for each session.
Oh, so it's pretty limited.
It is limited because we are playing inside the home. So they'll set up the library and the parlor at the Wren's Nest connect, and it opens up into a pretty wide space. So they'll set up their instruments and their band in the library, and we'll set up chairs throughout the parlor and the house. And people can just come and hang out after hours at the Wren's Nest.
That's really neat. Well, what about your spring fundraiser? What's that?
Sure. So May 17th, we are hosting our spring fundraiser, A Story to Fair.
Cute.
Yeah. And our theme this year is technology. So kind of bringing the 21st century to the Wren's Nest, or the Wren's Nest into the 21st century, I guess. And so, as I mentioned, with all the new tours that we're doing, they'll come online literally and metaphorically in May for this program. And sponsors of the program will get guided tours. A lot of graduate students have helped us work on this. So Georgia State, North Georgia University, Johns Hopkins. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but a lot of the content has been written by students so that they get an introduction to museums and history writing. So we're pretty proud of that. And they're learning the technology behind these tours. And we're launching our new website right before this event. And so we're just, you know, trying to really get an online presence. Mm. We hired a new social media person to kind of up our game a little bit. As the West End really kind of evolves right now, right, and is growing, and so many millennials are moving over there, we really want to be a place where it's seen as a community location for people to hang out.
Yeah, no, that's very, very cool. I mean, that education and learning is a big part of what you do. I mean, you have this extensive Scribes program as well.
Right. Yeah, our Scribes program, I think, is in its 9th year. And each semester we pair mentors in the writing field, so journalists, novelists, freelance writers, with students in middle school. And they have a theme, and each year they write a short story with their mentor, and they get published into books, which debut at the Decatur Book Festival.
Very cool.
That's really cool. Now, we're excited about this, Nestflix. And I have to tell you, I just realized that you're partnering with Atlanta Movie Tours on that.
Yes.
And they're going to be a guest later this summer. So how much fun is that? Tell us a little bit more about Nestflix.
Sure. So there are a lot of outdoor movie series around Atlanta. So Nestflix came to me one day when I was snowed in about, you know, a quarter inch of snow here in Atlanta. But it's our new outdoor movie series. Like I said, we're trying to expand storytelling and the traditional notion of storytelling to the other medium, so film in this instance. And we are partnering with Atlanta Movie Tours. So they'll be doing, we're trying to schedule movies that have taken place in or around Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlanta Movie Tours will host their tour of the filming locations, and then they'll end at the Wren's Nest with a viewing party.
Oh, how fun is that?
So, and then if you don't take the Atlanta Movie Tours guided tour beforehand and come to the viewing party, all the movies are open to the community, free to the public. So we'll start off June 30th with Hidden Figures, and then we'll continue into September.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen Hidden Figures, you really have to. That is absolutely a phenomenal movie.
Well, that would be a kind of movie that I think would be impactful to watch with an audience while you're sharing the emotions of that amazing story.
Everybody can just cry together.
Well, that wasn't what I was really trying to say, but yeah, that will happen. But I think that shared experience will make that even more and more of an amazing experience. So, well, shoot, Melissa, we got, I'm sure there's a million other things we ought to be talking about with everything going on there, but we're unfortunately about out of time for today. So before I let you go, should anyone have questions on any of this stuff, all these programs, all these events, concert series, so on and so forth, where do they go to get information?
Sure. Our website, www.wrensnest.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we are updating all four of those regularly.
Outstanding. Melissa Swindell, the Executive Director of the Wren's Nest. Melissa, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, thank you both. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Melissa Swindell, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for the moment. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.